The federal government's debt level is as high as it has been since right after World War II, and it's about to get much higher now that the historic $2 trillion recovery package has been signed into law. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on the massive spending bill and what economists are making of its impact on the deficit.
Congress has pulled out all the stops to try to reverse the economic damage done by the coronavirus. There are small business loans, direct payments to low and middle-income workers, expanded unemployment benefits, and money for big corporations. Maya McGinnis of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says the bill will be really expensive.
We are talking about massive amounts of money compared to anything we've ever done in this amount of time before.
The federal government already runs an annual budget deficit of $1 trillion. That's trillion with a T. All this extra spending will drive that up to $2 or even $3 trillion this year. Douglas Holtz-Eakin is former head of the Congressional Budget Office.
It's mind-boggling. I never contemplated this. I can remember the quaint days when I was being yelled at because we had a $400 billion deficit and I was the CBO director. Doesn't look so bad right now.
There was a time when that kind of deficit spending would have raised alarms in Washington. In 2013, when the U.S. economy was still recovering from the Great Recession, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS that deficit spending was the single biggest threat to the country.
We now have a debt of $16.4 trillion. That's as big as our economy. That alone makes us look a lot like Greece. We have an incredible spending addiction.
But today, total debt owed by the government is almost $24 trillion, and McConnell barely mentions it.
This is no ordinary time. The American people need help, and they need it fast.
And as for President Trump, he hardly talks about the deficit at all. Part of this is just raw politics, says Dean Baker of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Politicians only express concern about the deficit when the other party controls the White House. But Baker says there's also been a transformation in the way economists think about deficit spending.
The classic story of why deficits are bad just hasn't panned out.
Baker says many economists used to worry that too much borrowing by the government would raise interest rates and generate higher inflation. But government debt has been steadily rising and interest rates are lower than ever. So Baker says right now, with the economy in so much turmoil, people shouldn't spend too much time worrying about debt.
The amount of employment in the economy is going through the floor. And the deficit in that context, I just don't even see how that, it's almost a non sequitur. That's not the sort of thing you should worry about.
Even Maya McGinnis of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, who's something of a professional deficit hawk, agrees. She says the U.S. economy is in desperate shape. This is exactly the time when you want to be running a deficit.
It makes sense to borrow the money from the future today. We have a real emergency, but it also makes it harder for us to get our economy back on track once we get through this emergency.
McGinnis says over the past few years, when the economy was doing so well, the government should have been paying off debt. Instead, it did the opposite, cutting taxes and spending more and more money. And now that a real crisis has come along, the government is that much less prepared to deal with it. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.